you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob. So good to have you back with me today.
It's good to be back with you, Ray. You're a guy with a reputation of giving it all you've got. And that's, I think most people who know you think of you as that kind of person. But you didn't invent that expression.
No, I did not.
You have a great example of where this might have come from, where this expression might have come from.
Where I got this was thinking of the fabled story regarding the marathon. The marathon, as those of you know, that's run in various parts of the world on a regular basis, is 26.2 miles, roughly. And that's the exact distance from a city in Greece, it's called Marathon, to Athens. That's the distance is 26.2 miles. And in 490 BC, there was this Greek soldier who was asked to report the results or the victory of the Greeks over the Persians. And so he was told to deliver this message to the higher ups in Athens. And so he ran nonstop from Marathon to Athens to deliver this message of victory to the higher ups. As he entered the city, he collapsed and died after
wow.
delivering them. He delivered the message and then collapsed and died. And so they celebrate that event by what would they call running the marathon. And that's where I came up with this concept of giving it all you've got, because certainly he gave it all he had. You know, as they say, you know, the chicken gives up an egg regularly, but still doesn't lose its life. Whereas a pig, you know, he gives up his life for the bacon that we eat. So that's giving it all you've got. And so there are many examples of that where people literally, you know, give up their lives to succeed. And that's kind of what it takes. And maybe you don't die, but you give up your life, meaning you suffer some of the personal things that you'd like to do, whether it be, you know, some hobby or some other form of relief, vacations or whatnot to help your business succeed. So giving it all you've got is really extremely important. In fact, the story is told in Jimmy Carter's book when he was at Annapolis. And upon graduation, of course, they're all interviewed by Admiral Rickover, who's, you know, well known at Annapolis. So he went in for his interview with Admiral Rickover, and Admiral Rickover asked President Carter how he thought he did. You know, he says, Ensign Carter, how'd you think you did while you were in Annapolis? And Ensign Carter says, well, I think I did pretty good. And then Admiral Rickover got right in his face, went an inch from his nose, and said, if not your best, why not? And so Carter never forgot about that, you know, because giving it your all or doing your very, very best is what it takes to succeed, not only in business, but in life. And so those who of you who or us who want to be the very best, we have to give it the very best. And sometimes our best is not even good enough, but we have to try. And so that's what we mean by, you know, giving it all we've got, not just giving it some of what we have.
I recently was watching a little bit on the Tour de France, in France. It's the big bike race that is 21 stages, lasts most of the month of July. And one of the things that fans tend to appreciate about the bike race is the fact that you might have people who aren't necessarily winning, but you see them trying the hardest. And maybe they're overcoming an illness, and the fans are aware that there's an illness going on, that they're probably not going to finish the race that day, let alone make it to the end and make it to Paris. But you see them there trying really hard and giving it all they've got. And I think that's really That's another sporting example, of course, but the analogies there to our everyday lives, which is when you have to put out that extra effort to achieve the goal and overcome adversity, that's where you're really giving the best you've got.
This is when I say winning is not necessarily taking first place. Winning is doing your best. Winning is giving it your all, whether you're getting first place or you're winning the tournament is not important. Winning is overcoming your personal difficulties and adversities and succeeding. That's what winning is. And so we shouldn't always look at winning as being taking first place. You can be a handicapped person or having some other ailment or difficulty and still give it your all. And this is the hallmark, I think, of a real winner is someone who beats the odds, who, regardless of the difficulties, the challenges they face, they come out on top.
And as always, you can reach out to Ray Zinn with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com. Continue your education and, of course, the conversation with all the podcasts, Ray's blogs, and links to information about the book, Tough Things First, also Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Rob. It's been great to be with you today.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.